16 past 10 as we catch up with our Ballarat Today history buff, artist, curator, producer, researcher, footballer. What else was it? Baseballer. Amy Silomanis, good morning to you.
Good morning.
Was it baseball last time we chatted?
It was, wasn't it? I've had my first game since we spoke last.
And?
It was great, yeah. I even hit the ball.
Did you really? You made contact, bat on ball. Uh-huh. Impressive. We might do baseball chat another time because we're here today to talk about Ballarat media history and an event coming up this Saturday. We'll get to that in just a moment. But Amy, you've come in today with something we haven't seen in a 3BA studio for a long, long time.
It's a record.
A record? Mm-hmm. Like the one you put on a turntable.
A real
put
vinyl
a needle
record, yeah.
This dates back though.
So, yeah, I'm sure some of your listeners will be familiar with the name Warren Wilson, one of the founders of 3BA back in the 20s. And, yeah, this is a record that he actually, he'd make them for people. So it says on here, recordings of special events made on tape and disc standard or microgroove, weddings, choirs, bands, instrumental or vocal items, children's voices or greetings.
And it might have sounded a little like this. You can just imagine those trams going up and down Sturt Street with that music in the background, Amy, can't you?
Yep. So, yeah, this is the Sharples Trio.
Is that actually what we're listening to right now? It is. Incredible. Where have you discovered this record?
I was trying to remember. I think it was actually Joyce's Junketique. Do people remember down on Main Road?
Joyce's Junketique.
Yeah.
I love it.
So, yeah, Warren Wilson, I got to chat with his grandson a few years back for a Heritage Weekend event. So I was just looking back at that last night, and he called his grandfather a mad inventor, fascinated in anything new, which, of course, included radio, photography, film, metal detecting, all kinds of things. So when he started up the station with a group of other people, they actually built a lot of their own equipment as well.
There you go. Of course, 3BA celebrated its 90th birthday last year, so for you, Amy, to be discovering gems like this, all I can say is thank you. And in fact, some more 3BA history on show on Saturday night.
That's right. So, yeah, Rex Hardware, people might also be familiar with the name, resident Ballarat archivist. And he has come across some amazing footage from the 70s, which he's doing a project called Lost in 16mm to get it all digitised.
What a wonderful title. 16mm because that's the size of the film, is that right?
Yep. So, yeah, another name people will be familiar with, BTV6 television, Ballarat Zone, which is now Win TV. So, yeah, it came to him through an ex-BTV staff member, and it's got footage from all around town, including the 3BA Sound Museum, which was apparently in the basement.
Yeah, I've seen images of it. The fact that it's not here today is a little perplexing. What an absolute shame, but maybe that's a little project you and I can get into, Amy. You mentioned our friends at BTV6. Of course, one of the great musicians of the time was Graham Vendy.
Yeah, so I got to chat with him a few years back as well when I was doing some research about the dancers and the BTV6 history. So, yeah, he was the musical director. People might remember the shows which he was on, which were Six Tonight and also, what was it, Teen Time, where, yeah, they'd... What was the format was they'd do a spot on TV and then they'd play the dancers that night at places like the Civic Hall.
Is that right? To go and do it live at a venue? How cool is that? Imagine if you said to your kids these days, so guys, you're going to watch Teen Time tonight. Sit down, be quiet. Just doesn't cut it, does it? But back in the day, I tell you what. Now, Amy, you've kindly sent me through some audio. Is this your interview with Graham? Is that right? Yeah. Have a listen, folks. The great Graham Vendy.
And then after that, when I left school, I still played lots of piano and became involved in the dance scene. My dad was always involved in the dance scene in Ballarat, and so he used to take me along, and after a while I got a few gigs playing with Dad at the old Rowe Institute of a Thursday night with Bill Atkinson, the drummer, and that's where I sort of learned a lot about playing. My father always said, play the left hand and get that right. He said, everybody can play solo stuff, but nobody knows how to play the right chords, so I learned lots of little tricks.
There you go, play the left hand and get that right, eh?
So, yeah, Graham Vendy, absolute legend.
Yeah, my word. And this is just a little taster of what you've got coming up on Saturday night. Now, explain to us what's happening, Amy.
So, yeah, this is all the work of Rex Hardware. He's working away at Trades Hall, so that's where the event will be on Saturday night, part of Heritage Month or whatever it's called these days.
Heritage Festival. Yes, the last weekend it is this weekend.
So, yeah, 29th. And, yeah, he says there'll be... Oh, that's right. So the personality that the footage has come from... Peter Gamble and some of the film features the channel's old children's character Benji Bunny. So Benji Bunny is basically cruising around town, visiting all these sites. So Sunshine Biscuit Factory, George Farmer Bacon Factory, the Skyline Drive-In, Sovereign Hill, Green's Pies, and 3BA and BTV6.
I'll tell you what, there's some wonderful memories there. A lot of this footage has not been seen for 49 years.
Amazing.
I guess that's why the work that Rex is doing, Amy, is super important. So he's what they call digitising it, right?
That's right, yeah. So he's doing it in a crowdfunded way. So if anyone wants to support the project, they can. But yeah, first thing you can do is come along on Saturday. So yeah, you get tickets online. I think it's $20. 6 o'clock for 6:30 screenings, and supper is provided.
Oh, if you don't mind, you guys have thought of absolutely everything. Is it true that this film won't last forever? It will actually deteriorate. So digitising it is super important.
Yeah, I think I read that actually, that it's the kind of 50-year mark. So it's just on that border where he's basically saving it from the annals of history.
Yeah, he really is. So look, folks, if you've got a dollar or two, an interest in Ballarat history and a little bit of time on Saturday night, get along to the Trades Hall at 6:30. Amy, just before we let you go today, how are things going at Minerva's Books?
Very well, yeah. So the next episode of the podcast is coming out soon, all about fairy tales. So I've been having fun recording children's writing stories that they've done for a competition. So yeah, you'll be able to hear some local talent as well.
And of course, if people are missing actually wandering into your store, you know, those days are gone for now, but they can still connect with you online?
That's right, yeah, Minerva's Books and Ideas.
Good on you. Artist, curator, producer, researcher, softballer.
Baseball.
Oh, wash my mouth out. Amy Silomanis, thank you so much for coming in. We'll see you again on Ballarat Today.
Thanks.